Chapter 33. Aid O'Donnell had discovered that hard cash had its own special weight. Yeah, like no weight at all. He'd filled two Alitalia flight bags with new sterling and Eurofrancs, thick, hard wads of notes, kilograms of them, stretching his arms as he walked down the stairs, but he could have carried them forever. The bags were new, clean and bright. When people saw them, their exotic foreign logo, they'd know he was for real. One shit-hot guy. The crappy top stair creaked when he put his foot on it. That was all he needed. Sashy to hear him leaving. He'd waited until late afternoon before scooting. Fewer eyes seeing what he was about, and she was still sleeping off an afternoon of majestic sex. It had been one serious way of splitting. He'd been tempted to take her with him. Her compact brown body was the absolute best screw ever. Like her brain was loaded with Kama Sutra software. But he was travelling light. Bat out of hell time. Breezing down the open road. A woman would hold him back. Worse, Sashi was into family in a big way. Brothers, parents, cousins, hundreds of them. Daft girl spent half the day on the phone. She wouldn't understand. He had to get lost. Out of here. Like he'd never existed. Kick loose from the shit glitching his life right now. Wolf. The two Event Horizon bastards. He'd spent a couple of days collecting the money from cash points after that hard guy and the fat slag had turned up, initially terrified they'd pull the money from his Cayman account because of the Blitz. Psychics. Fucking psychics. Unhumans. Aid O'Donnell still got cold burns in his balls thinking about it. His mind being torn open like a paper bag, thoughts held up to the light and examined. That was heavy-duty shit. Wolf must have gone acid crazy thinking they could get away with a burn against Event Horizon. That company was the biggest scene in England. Even Combinates pissed themselves about Event Horizon. Aid O'Donnell had plugged himself but good into the circuit after the psychics had left, making serious connections. A cruise for any hardcore hot rod. Giga conductor, new word. The circuit was ringing with it. The biggest deal in the known universe was going down and Wolf had tried to run a spoiler. Shit. He could have been hurt. Hurt bad. Wasted. The little patch of red, blistered skin on his belly where the Event Horizon hardliner had zapped him with the mule kick was still sore. A good memory. If he ever thought this was one giant curved syntho trip, that patch would set him straight. Might even be a scar. Girls like scars. Scars were macho. There was a noise down below in the darkened hall. Footsteps clicking on the tiles.
"Brune! Hey, Brune! That you?"
He'd send Brune out after lunch to top up the BMW, gas and watts. This was going to be one long flight. Cornwall, maybe. Aid O'Donnell hadn't made plans. He'd figured just go with the flow was safest. That way no one could load a tracer on him. Brune was staying here. Brune with his leg in a tube of quickset polymer. The guy was out of hardlining for a month anyway. Even the BMW would get axed eventually. Then there'd be just him, the money, some of the Memoxes, and the Burrows terminal. That Burrows terminal was going to turn him into the circuit's sexiest hot rod. After the psychics had left, Aid O'Donnell had plugged the gate circuits into the Burrows to try and see how the fuck they'd opened it without tripping the alarms. 50 Richter disaster time. The Burrows had crashed, totally. The only thing left working was the power LED. Not even the menu showed. Whatever had been in the gate circuit was hot enough to melt through the hardware core Guardian programs Wolf had given him. That convinced him he had plugged into the biggest underclass operation running. Cancer software that was better than Wolf's. When he settled down, he was going to retro that Burrows no matter what it took. Those bites were going to earn him mega money, like what Wolf paid was just small change. He'd go for a total reincarnation. Plastique. Sign on the circuit as a virgin. Build a reputation from scratch. A genuine hot rod. Not dependent on anyone. Pity about 10 times, mind. It was a slick kind of handle. Told the girls all they needed to know out front.
Brune!
There was a figure in the hall, bending over a large, crumpled bundle on the tiles. It straightened up as he reached the bottom of the stairs, and something about it was mega shit wrong. The hospital had shaved Brune's head, coating the back of his skull in dermal membrane. It looked like he was wearing a Jew's skullcap from a distance. Good for a piss-take. But the guy facing him was albino white. Death-mask face with jet-black lips, a close-cropped Mohican strip of Titian hair running from the bridge of his nose over the crown and disappearing below the collar of his biker jacket. Aid O'Donnell knew the look. Tribal. The guy was from Stonygate. Stonygate wasn't somewhere Aid O'Donnell went, even in daytime, loaded with freaked-out psychos. Five tribes protecting Lester's synthovats, from the police and from each other. That district was wound up but tight. Aid O'Donnell dropped the Alitalia bags, making a dull slap on the hall tiles.
Brune?
It came out all wavery, like a whimper. And the broken thing on the floor was Brune, a puddle of blood spreading from a jagged rip in the dermal membrane, an ocean of blood, glistening sickly.
Ted Times?
Asked the Stoney.
Shit, like, no way, I ain't never heard of him. Lion, O'Donnell. They squirt me your file.
Shit, man, I never told those two nothing, not a bite.
No crap, Ten Times. No interested.
Aid O'Donnell closed his eyes. Didn't want to see the gun, or knife, or whatever. Praying it would be quick.
Job for you.
He risked a peek, ready to slam his eyes shut again. The Stoney was looking at him contemptuously.
Say what?
Job. Burn.
That's it?
Yay.
All you want is like a fucking burn, and you waste Brune for that? You syntho-crashed shit!
Aid O'Donnell wanted to smash the Stoney with his fists, pound him into a pulp. His life was exploding into the all-time downer. People out of his nightmares kept coming for him, like every shitty deal in the world was his fault. There was a tiny click, and a matte grey 10-centimetre blade appeared a centimetre from Aid O'Donnell's eye, diamond tip reflecting tiny slivers of cold blue light.
Don't give me lip, I slice you.
Sure, okay, no problem. Just cool it, man, right?
Where are your terminal?
The temptation to let the Stoney open the door was near overwhelming. But he was wearing leather gloves. The charge might not be enough to penetrate. Too dangerous.
Down here,
Aid O'Donnell sighed. The Stoney took in the wine cellar's hardware with a stoic gaze.
Alien,
he murmured. Aid O'Donnell crumpled into his chair behind the table that held his terminals.
What's the burn?
Wolf's a fetish of adventurized decor. Suit you?
How?
A shrug.
Shit.
Be good. I break cover for you.
Cover? What the hell did that mean? No way could this asshole be Wolf in person. This was getting extreme deep, the kind of deep he wasn't likely to climb out from.
Hey, listen, how are you going to know if I take out the core? I mean, you're going to leave me alone if I pull this off, right?
Friends, they watching.
And if it works?
You're still driving tomorrow.
Aid O'Donnell nodded slowly, as low as he'd ever been. But the Stoney needed him. If he did the burn, there was a chance. Small, though. Fucking small. Brune drowning in blood. There were only two terminals online. That psychic hardline bastard had screwed the Hitachi and the Akai. The super cancer from the gate had crashed the burrows. That just left the Event Horizon and the Honeywell. And no way was he going to use the Event Horizon terminal. That name was too much bad karma right now. Aid O'Donnell tapped the Honeywell's power stud, slipping its throat mic round his neck, muttering, typing, eyes locked into the cube. A melt virus got him into Event Horizon's datanet, disguised as a civil engineering contractor's bid for a new flat-screen factory at Stafford. He loaded a Memox Wolf had given him for the Blitz, studying company procedure. Bids would be processed by the finance division, the lowest three forwarded to the freaky Turing core for a final decision. He pulled a Memox from the shelves, one he'd planned on taking with him.
"This is like the best I've ever written, you know," he said.
A sudden urge to explain, to let the Stoney know he was dealing with a real pro hot rod.
"It scrambles data bus management programs. That's the beauty of it, man. Once it's in, you can't access the system to flush it out. Total internal communication shutdown. The core will be sliced right out of the data net, along with anything it's interfaced with."
"That sounds sweet."
Okay.
Aid O'Donnell pushed the Memox into the Honeywell's slot, hands quivering. The cube showed the BID's data package wrapping around the virus, geometric tentacles choking a crystalline egg. Aid O'Donnell probed the finished Trojan with tracer programs. There was no chink in the covering, nothing that hinted at the black treasure beneath the surface. Smooth. And he had made the quotes for the factory ridiculously low. The BID package would be shunted to the core, no sweat. Idiotically, pride overrode his depression. This was it. His construct, all his own, a solo hot rod burn. 10 times had made solo. O'Donnell fed the Trojan an activation code keyed to the core's dump order. It would pass clean through the finance division's processors. Then, once they'd forwarded it to the core, the fucker would detonate. Digital H-bomb. Wipeout time. Index finger tapped. Download. The cube emptied.
"Might take a while," O'Donnell said.
"No matter."
The diamond-tipped blade clicked softly.